So Las Vegas has been on my mind lately, mostly because Bishop Thomas got transferred to Las Vegas. But also this, I don't know if you've seen this commercial. It's been popping up in the March Madness games. There's two versions. One is a woman as the main character or actor, and one is a man. But it's the same thing. So I'll just pick the lady. So for example, she starts out looking a certain way, right? And she's walking along by a pool, and then she like spins and turns into this different person, right? Different. It's the same person, like new look. And then she goes through another scene and another look, and then another scene and another look, and then eventually she jumps down on a couch with yet another look and meets this guy. And it says, be yourself or anybody else. And then, of course, it closes with the great Las Vegas tagline. What happens here stays here. Has anyone seen this commercial? Okay. That's why I hate Las Vegas. Okay? Because it's not true. Be yourself or anyone else. Be yourself or anybody else. You could just have the permission to just change yourself into whoever you want to be. And that's going to be a great experience for your life. But friends, that's not true. You can't be yourself or anybody else. You can't just decide to be someone you're not. You can't just decide to be something you're not. And isn't that the message that our culture is putting out all the time? In an aggressive way, an in-your-face way, if you decide to be something different than what you are, good for you. Amazing. How awesome you've discovered yourself. But that's not a recipe for freedom. That's not a recipe for authenticity. That's a recipe for slavery. And the worst type of slavery. A slavery to yourself that closes you off from the one who created you. See, and that's what sin is at its nature. There's the manifestations of sin which concretely look like some things. Right? You know, something of lust or greed or selfishness or hatred or whatever. And that's what it looks like when it manifests itself. But if you go back to the root of it, every sin, including the sin of Adam, including the sin of Eve, including your sins and my sins, at the root of it is a desire to make ourselves independent and separate from who God is. To stand apart from God. To say, I get to do things my way. I do it the way I want. My will be done. My kingdom come. And that, friends, is a recipe for slavery. That's why Jesus says, anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Well, the Christian message is one of liberation. Jesus came to set the captives free. He comes as the great liberator of Israel and the great liberator of you and of me. And his freedom is always connected to truth. His freedom is always connected to truth. You will know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. John 8:32. If you have a burning desire to get a tattoo, that is better than probably your idea of what you're going to get a tattoo of. The truth shall set you free. And that truth is so important that we live in that. That truth isn't something we create on our own. It's not something we construct. This is my truth. No, no, 1,000 times no. Truth is a reality, and truth is a person. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God's truth comes to us as a gift, and it shapes us and it forms us and it transforms us and it restores us to who we really are. It saves us from this false idea that I can be myself or anybody else. That's not true. You can't build your life on that because it's just a lie. It's a non-reality. But Jesus' truth is different. Jesus' truth restores us to ourselves. And not just restores us to ourselves, but draws us into Him who is the truth. And then in that truth, my being expands more and more and more, and I become authentically myself. Because who I am is always rooted in who God is. The fathers of the Second Vatican Council had a great line, said, "The mystery of man only becomes clear in the mystery of the Word made flesh." Everyone here is a mystery. You don't know yourself perfectly. I don't know myself perfectly. But you and I come to know ourselves as we come to know Jesus, who is the truth. He's the truth of who God is, and He is the key to unlocking the truth of who we are.